but Alpha. Purple is simply not appropriate. Quinn's growly voice somehow edged into whining. The rest of the werewolf pack tried to shush him, but the damage was done. I beg your pardon. Sandalino de Rubafano, newly minted Lord Falmouth, better known to the rarefied fuzz and fang of the supernatural set as Biffy, Alpha of the London pack, nearly leapt to his feet. At the dinner table, he was that offended. Of course, he remembered himself long before he could commit such a profound breach of etiquette. He was, after all, still Biffy. He narrowed his eyes instead. I assure you, purple is a perfectly delightful colour and is more than appropriate to all venues, ages, genders, and species. It doesn't hearken to nature. Phylan came to his packmate's defence with an intellectual argument. He cocked his head Socratically, his studied air rather defeated by the fact that he had to stop stuffing his face with steak and kidney pie in order to talk. Biffy swung his discerning glare onto him. Judging his manner, his decision to speak against his alpha, his choice of argument, and his ill-judged belief that Quinn had opened the floodgates of objection. This anti-purple rhetoric would be nipped most sharply in the bud. Plenty of lovely natural things are purple. Sunsets, sunrises for that matter, iris, aubergines, oysters. Nip, nip, nip. Although, he frowned, and then remembered he didn't like the way this wrinkled his forehead, so stopped. These are all different shades of purple. Is that the true objection? Should I choose a different shade? A chorus of groans met that. They'd already been at this for an hour. Biffy finally settling on this particular deep, rich, dark plum velvet. Ordinarily, the pack didn't care about interior decorations and would rather he choose without involving them. Ordinarily, he would have. But this was a communal curtain situation and they were his pack. Curtains should matter to his pack. And now it seemed, of a sudden, they did matter. Biffy pursed his lips. He knew this was the correct colour. Knew it in his very bones. Bones that moved and shifted and broke every full moon. So possibly not as reliable as they might once have been, but still. Why are you arguing with me on this particular detail? Purple would suit the room best. You never usually care two tail shakes for this sort of thing. Why object now about something I know is right? Adelphus, who was at that moment wearing a purple evening jacket, not plum, more violet but still, looked monumentally uncomfortable. He fiddled with one of the fabric samples set out before them. Biffy suppressed the instinct to slap the man's hand away. Adelphus might leave a grease stain. But no, it was fine. Adelphus was mostly tame.
I simply feel the green. In that room? Are you mad?
Biffy tried not to let the frustration colour his voice. He knew what he was talking about. This was what he did. He made rooms beautiful. He made people beautiful. Or he used to, before he lost most of his soul and creativity. Doubt, his old friend, shook him then. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the purple is unpleasant. Maybe I've lost my eye for colour as well as everything else. No, stop second-guessing. It's the purple or nothing. And nothing was not an option in a house full of werewolves, sunlight being rather more of an issue when one was allergic to it. He took a breath. I'm the alpha, for goodness sake. Aren't they supposed to listen to me? Instinctively obey me?
God's teeth, it's only curtains.
Even Rafe, the most easygoing of the pack, was getting annoyed.